Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Nothing beats knowing that you are loved by a God who has created the heavens and the earth, who has made all things, and who makes all things possible, who makes all things good. Nothing beats that. When you know that, son. And that is our Lord God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Greetings to you, my family. And this is Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng. And I'm with you up until 3 o'clock right here on the airwaves of 657 AM. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Hello, 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 wherever you at. And I opened the show with the sounds of Reverend Elias Ndeta featuring Tokozo Mbambo. He loves you. Just to assure you, as we're starting out the weekend, to assure you of his love, to assure you of his goodness, to assure you of his kindness, to let you know that he cares. And he cares about your well-being. Everything that has to do with you, he cares. And the prayer of my heart is that he would perfect all things pertaining you. So today we are having a great time. Today is going to be totally different. And I'm excited about today's show because today I think I'm talking to lots and lots and lots of our musicians and producers and those who work behind the scenes, which is like really awesome. So in a couple of seconds, I'll be talking to Nati Banda, who's just holding, just, you know, waiting to say hello to us. Can't wait to hear what the Lord has in store for us through him. Such a dynamite, I tell you. And we also are going to talk about the Child Cancer Day. It's taking place tomorrow. Tomorrow it is Cancer Awareness Day. We are going to get quite a lot of information around that, what's happening tomorrow, some early signs of child cancer, you know, or what you can observe, how to tell that a child might be having cancer, which is like really sad to know that most of the children are affected in the world. It's mostly children who are affected, especially by blood cancers. So we will be talking to Yanelani Mbolombo, who is a donor recruiter at the DKMS Africa, will be talking to us about, I'm not saying it correctly, it is the childhood cancer. Yeah, that's correct. Childhood cancer. So tomorrow is the childhood cancer awareness day tomorrow. So yeah, we'll be talking to her in a short while as well on that. And I think it's something that we need to learn and to know what to do and act as soon as we can act if we see the signs and symptoms thereof. And we also are going to have Tumi B. She has released a new album, and we are going to be having her in the studio. She'll be ministering unto us live in studio right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And on the line right now, let me take a moment and greet Nhlanhla Banda. How are you, Nhlanhla?
How are you, ma'am?
I'm good. And hey, Nhlanhla, I know it's Nhlanhla. Is it Nhlanhla Banda? Is it Nhlanhla myself?
No, it's Nati Banda.
Nati, where do I give you? Oh, because I'm seeing Nhlanhla here. Sorry, Nati. Hi, Nati. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good. It's Nhlanhla. Nhlanhla. No, and I'm talking to Nati. Nati, congratulations on your new single. And your new single is called I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. But before we get to your single, you're not just a musician. You are a producer yourself. You've worked with different artists. Tell us about who you are and why you do what you do.
Whew. Okay, where do I start?
At the beginning, Nati. At the beginning.
Yes, I'm a singer, songwriter, I'm an instrumentalist, I'm a producer, and I'm a sound engineer. And over the years, I've had the opportunity to work with different artists from different genres. And music is all that I know. I've started playing piano at the age of 7, and my whole life has just been saturated by music. And then when I got born again, it has just been gospel music, for the love of preaching the gospel through music. So yeah, in a nutshell, that is who I am. Yeah.
Sure. So at 7 years old, you were playing a keyboard. What led you to that? You know, I've met a 3-year-old who'd always go to the drumist in church. I remember this 3-year-old. I think now he's 30. He would go to the drumist every Sunday. So when at 7 you're playing a keyboard, how did it come about?
So I was mainly inspired by my older brother. He was playing keyboard then, and he used to have rehearsals at home, so I would see him with different bands and vocalists. So I was really inspired. I wanted to be like my brother. And so he never really had time because he was busy. And then this other odd day, I went to in his room where I found the keyboard was on. And I don't know, but I taught myself a first song, and I showed him what I had taught myself. And he was blown away. And then he started teaching me everything that I needed to know at that stage, and then from there I just grew from it there.
Wow. Oh, so you are like that 3-year-old that I'm talking about. You would also go to your brother.
Yes.
But now your relationship with Christ and music, tell us about that.
So obviously then at that early age, having started playing, I got born again at the age of 12. But no. I was already going around to different churches then, and being the young keyboard player that I am, obviously I was now and then called to come render an item and so forth. And I found myself at a local church whereby I was doing open airs, and people would gather in numbers to come and see this short boy who's playing keyboards. And that's how it all started. So I was doing a lot of open airs, you know. Yeah, going around with different pastors to go and play. Yeah, so that's how it all started, the love of gospel music and just really the love of ministry here.
Yeah. Wow, Nati, at least you and I can share notes, because I was also saved at the age of 12. So whoop whoop for those who were saved at the age of 12. Wow, that is like really awesome. And then I'm sure that encouraged your relationship with Christ, because now people are coming to hear you minister. Did you see it as a ministry at that time, or it was just, you know, for the fun of it, you just loved doing this?
Well, at the beginning I didn't see it as a ministry, because it was more of the fun of it, and how people, seeing the reaction of people and just loving the instrument, because I was really growing at a very rapid rate then. I found myself learning things very quicker. So I was just really fond of the instrument. And then it was only, as I believe, when I was now in high school, then we were doing like your fellowships. And then I started singing then, and I would see the lives of my peers being changed, how they would react, and how my ministry would touch their lives, and you know, the things that they would say. Then I was like, oh, okay, seems like this is serious. And then it really, really just changed the approach.
I love the fact that you say you were growing then. So what about the height? Was the height also coming?
No, let me tell you something. So I think some of the evangelists that I would go around with, they would take the keyboard stand so high that I would be literally under the keyboard. You know, so it was fascinating to look at. And that would draw so many people. Because we'd stand in different corners, you know, and people would be coming, want to see the keyboard. So they can't see the keyboard player, because the keyboard player is very short.
Right underneath.
People would, you know, and so the height, was not so rapid, but growing in terms of physicality,
But and I know that this is not your first single. You had another single called Pack Your Bags, right? Tell us about that one.
Sure. So Pack Your Bags came at a point whereby I believe I just received my deliverance.
Okay.
And deliverance being, I've long recorded music and albums, and I've just shelved everything.
Okay.
So I have albums already that are recorded that are just in hard drives, and letting go has been an issue, you know. And I think it came at a point whereby I felt like, no, man, devil, you've had me for such a long time, and I cannot be recording such beautiful music and having fear of letting go.
Yeah.
You know, and at that particular time, the song came. I was actually with my kids then.
Mm.
We wrote the song with my kids, and I just had that thing that, you know what, I'm tired of this. And after writing the song, I believe it was only a year later
mm-hmm.
that I finally released it, and I finally got the courage to now say, I think I can release other music.
So what is...
Because I am able to work on other artists' music and release it, but when it comes to my...
Yours. Oh, okay.
It's been a struggle, yeah.
So why pack your bags?
Really, to say, devil, pack your bags and leave me alone.
It's my
take
time
your
now.
Your
wow, that is like
take,
awesome.
Take your fear, take your anxiety, take whatever that is yours and leave
wow.
me alone.
So
not your friend anymore.
You've worked with many other artists, such as?
In the gospel space, I have worked with... the likes of Sianoba
mm-hmm.
in terms of recording,
mm-hmm.
Sianoba Mteswa, I've worked mm-hmm. with Mobi Nomalo, I've worked with a number of artists that I'm forgetting names now, but mainly at that time, my contribution would have been some of them to record them, some to mix and to master, and then there are others whereby I would come in as a composer or a lyricist writing lyrics for different artists. Yeah.
So how did it feel for you to now release Unathi? After you've released everyone and you have set them on that stage and you see them rising and oh, it's exciting and everybody's like, ah, I worked with Nathi Banda and you know, in their interviews. But ultimately at the end of it, God is releasing Nathi himself to minister to his people. How did it feel to hear, for example, your first single, Pack Your Bags, and it's played on air? What did that mean to
really,
you?
It was really refreshing, and it was really liberating. And to also, I guess, for me, because one has really been, I could say, for lack of a better word, looking down upon what you have for yourself. Because I believe what I would cook for other people, I would enjoy that. And now that I've cooked this for myself, you know, I have so much to say. There's too much salt. There's too much that and that, you know. And I believe just now, having taken that decision, you know what, whether there is less salt or there's too much salt, it just has to go out. That felt so liberating, listening to the music now. Other people giving in comments to the music was just liberating. And I just thank the Lord for that deliverance. Yeah.
So I have decided to follow Jesus, taking us back to when... we used to sing the song, Mina, I never went to Sunday school. I don't know about you, but I never went to Sunday. I was also thrown into the deep like yourself.
I know, so, we were playing in the main church.
We have on.
Other kids were
you know.
Yeah.
It comes with being saved at the age of 12 when I'm not. So, but there's this song, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. I know that you have your own. Tell us about how it came about.
Okay, so basically, there are so many levels to how this song came about.
Yeah.
But it was mainly inspired about a true story about a missionary
mm-hmm.
who had gone to a mission
mm-hmm.
Where he was really... it was around 150 years ago, a missionary from American Baptist Missions came to the Northeast India, specifically in a place called Amsa. This place specifically had, you know, these tribal groups who were very aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And this missionary, through his work, then managed to convert the family. And the conversion of this family really spread throughout the village. And this really... grieved and enraged the leader of the village then.
Right.
And what he called for the family to be executed. And at the point of execution, the father, seeing his wife and children being killed, he was still adamant that he has decided to follow Jesus, the cross before him and the world behind him. And this is a true story. And then the family, the entire family was killed. But now what happened after post this is that the chief himself and everybody else really wanted to know more about this Jesus that was taken, you know, and that really transformed the entire village. So the song stems from that.
And what does it mean to Nati?
To me, it means that there are people who lost their lives for Christ. And in my own space, there are things that I would need to die to self to so that I can make sure that other people are able to receive Christ, because I know the value of having Christ at a very young age.
Yeah.
How it has directed my life, how it has saved me from a lot of corruption. Because had I not had Christ, I believe my life would have been a crisis, you know? It really protected me from a lot. I did not go through the heartache that my peers went through. It is only my duty now to also try that other young people and other kids should be saved at a young age, because to be truly honest, that has really saved me from a lot of trauma.
Okay, let's go to it. We're coming back.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Wow, I've decided to follow Jesus, and that is Nati Bunder. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. I gave Nati a new name. I said, Nhlanhla. You know, kusho ukuthi Nhlanhla izokulandela manje, yabo. Nati is with me, my family, and he just gave us that awesome song, I've Decided to Follow Jesus. One Way Jesus. I love that. I was dancing in studio. Just love the way, a new arrangement. That is a beautiful arrangement, Nati. What influenced that an arrangement?
I love country music. So that stems from the love of country music and wanting to follow that route in terms of just bringing a different sound.
That is like really, but it doesn't even sound exactly like country or maybe it's us who know the traditional.
Yes, the only instrument that really kind of gives a country vibe is the violin that comes in there, and the one that's doing a duet with the harmonica. That's what they would normally use in country music, but otherwise it's really a fusion of something that is current, something that is new. It is a little bit of old school, but yeah.
All right. So now tell me about the challenges that you have experienced as a young person who gave his life to Christ at the age of 12 and being in the forefront. You found yourself being a leader, like you're there in the front. You're expected to deliver. There's so much and you're young. What were the challenges that you went through?
Well, the number one challenge would be after having spent so much time with adults and everybody, I would find it difficult to relate with my peers, you know, because when going back to peers, I'm not talking church, I'm talking church this, church that. And my peers were just so, I started at that age then, some of my friends were just not interested in me because Nesekile Muruti, the young pastor, you know, but then growing up, I guess, is also now seeing that everything that one was taught where the walk of salvation is concerned, that sure, it's not so rosy, it's not so easy, you know. it's not every prayer that gets answered, you know, or maybe that gets answered in the way that you're expecting. And, you know, now also having to talk to my friends and tell them about Jesus, but a Jesus who has probably taken their mother. They feel like the Jesus has taken my mother.
My son.
That was very, very challenging, and I just bless the Lord that one was able to overcome that stage. Yes.
And how did the two worlds meet with your music, your composition, your ministering to others, production, and everything else?
You know, I thank the Lord so much for the gift of composition, because that has allowed me a space to be able to express myself in terms of lyrics, in terms of melodies, understanding that I don't have to follow the norms of how to come to God in terms of how melodies, how you construct a melody, but I can just be really expressive in what I do in my closet and really put it out there to people. And the gift of composition has really been wonderful, in the sense that I can take whatever that I see in scripture, pull it into melody, and then from there just simplify it to whoever will be listening.
And that's what you're doing, even for other artists like Bozinhle Zion. There's a song called God Most High. Are you the one who wrote that song?
They initially came with the composition, and I just added on to that. And then
your voice is also
supposed to be. What was supposed to be a guide for the person who was supposed to be featured on that song, Zintle and Sakile, the husband.
Yeah.
I would say they kind of scammed me, because now I found myself now, the song is out and I'm the one singing the song. And it was really a guide for the vocalist that would want to be on the song. So, yeah.
So you ended up being that vocalist. What is the song about?
It really talks about the greatness of God, you know, and just exalting Him and talking about the Word of God being the sanctuary. So, yeah, it's really a beautiful song. So, yeah.
Wow. So, Nettie, there's somebody listening to you, they are aspiring to be in the space, either be in the production space, either be in the forefront as a lead vocalist but in the music industry, and they're serving the Lord in their churches. They love the Lord. But they also want to come out, do the recordings and all that. What advice would you give them?
And the number one advice is that the book of Proverbs encourages us to trust in the Lord and lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge Him and He'll direct our path. Is to really acknowledge the Lord even in the smallest of things. He will give you ideas, He will give you promptings of how to go about things, you know, because to be truly honest, I think had I not acknowledged the Lord in my music and what I do, what I'm doing, it would have really been a very uphill for me. But having acknowledged the Lord really gave me a different blueprint in how.
Nati? Oh my. Nati, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Yes. It gave you a blueprint?
Yes. The Lord gave me a blueprint in how to approach it so that it's sustainable and it's able to work for me and for my family. Because a lot of times I think we just go into the space I'm also a singer, I'm going to go and sing, but seek the Lord in terms of, okay, there are a lot of singers out there. How do I go into the space and have influence in the space?
Right.
And I'm telling you, if you acknowledge the Lord, even in those decisions, He will give you an ideal blueprint of how to approach things, and that will definitely work for you.
Awesome. So I would like the elder Nati to talk to the young Nati. What would you say to the young Nati who grew up in church and at some point was not quite sure what to do about the compositions that God gave to him and he hid them and all that? So what would you say to that Nati right now?
I would encourage that Nati, if they've got access to a phone, to record those songs, to record those voice notes in terms of whatever the Lord drops, because it is those very compositions that at a later stage will work for them. I've got songs that I've written over 18 years ago, 20 years ago, that are working for me now, you know. So they should continue to just to keep whatever the Lord is impressing in their spirits, and to really just going to the Word and seeking further.
Nancy, thank you so much for ministering unto us today and for all the artists that you have ministered to. And may the Lord grow you. May He also bless the work of your hands. Thank you so much for coming out and also sharing Nathi with us, because I'm just thinking about all the songs that God has put into your heart, those that He has given unto you for the body of Christ, for the world, for others to even be saved, that were not shared yet. But I'm so glad that you have already started sharing these, and may they reach more lives, may they heal more lives, restore more lives, and may the Lord use you more. Keep growing. Thank you so much for sharing you with us. So where do we get your music?
On Spotify, iTunes, and more music will be coming through around April.
Okay.
We'll be getting an EP, and then before the end of the year, you'll be getting a full album.
Yeah, kisekisi it's a PD. No, we need an album. Why little Fabinewa? Nisnigeza kanjani man. So thank you so much.
I foretaste.
Such a beautiful foretaste. Thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon. And we wish you all of God's best. And please consider coming to Gauteng. Bona network ye tsangoval. Nathi. Thank you, Nathi. May God awesomely bless you.
Thank you, ma'am.
And yes, my family, go to Spotify, go to all those media platforms, download Nathi songs, look for Nathi Banda. Such a blessing, hey? Such a blessing. May the Lord keep keeping him. I'm going to play him out with the sounds of Zinhle Zion featuring Nathi Banda, and the song is God Most High. He has worked on this one with Zinhle Zion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
That is God Most High, and that is, of course, Zinhle Zion featuring Nathi Banda, God Most High. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion on 657 AM. It is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock, and I am now joined by my beautiful queen. Such an honor always to be talking to her. And I am talking to Yanelani Mbolombo, and she is the recruiter donor at DKMS Africa. Hi, Yanelani. How are you?
Hi, Sibongile. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I'm going to give you some grief, Yanelani. If you just take me off from speaker.
Okay. Yes.
Sounding good. Sounding good.
Okay.
Thank you for talking to us again today.
Oh, great. It is with pleasure.
So tomorrow is International Childhood Cancer Day. I understand that DKMS says you shine a light on childhood cancer. This is what you're doing, raising awareness. Tell us a little bit about what's happening where childhood cancer is concerned, especially in South Africa. Are we having the worst cases right here in South Africa?
Definitely. It is really bad, Sibongile. Currently, we have about 5,000 children that are living with cancer conditions, and the number is growing. And 33%, sadly, of that number, it is childhood cancer. It is children that are affected by cancer. And blood cancer, to be specific, is also growing like wildfire, because about 1,400 of South African children are diagnosed with blood cancer annually.
Sure, such a big number right there.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, what is the important thing that we need to know, especially like tomorrow, it will be International Childhood Cancer Day?
One thing that I would like us to really get ourselves aware of. It is the signs and the symptoms so that we can be able to catch cancer, especially blood cancer, early.
Mm.
So once you are not feeling well for quite some time, feeling weak, being fatigued, and bruising and bleeding uncontrollable for a very long time,
mm.
please do get yourself tested, and we should familiarize ourselves with the talks about cancer so that we know what to look for.
Okay. So would you see these signs in a child?
Yes, yes, definitely. When you are bathing your child and you see that on their limbs they are bruising, or anywhere on their body they are bruising, mm. And it's unexplainable. As a mother or a caregiver, you need to take up that serious.
So it's almost like something that would look like something that would look like in, I'm trying to put it the right way, in a patient mm-hmm. with lupus, where you'd find that mm-hmm. they bruise just mm-hmm. easily. They get some purple, some bluish marks on their body. So something like that.
Yes, I would say something like that. But with blood cancer, sometimes it's, you know, when we say bruise easily, it's like there is something that has happened and then the child bruises. But with blood cancer, you can just bruise without anything happening, you know.
Mm.
Just see on your body that you've got dark purplish spots that you cannot explain what happened.
Hmm.
So that could be a sign that your blood is not moving correctly, hmm. or something is not right with your blood. You need to get checked.
All right. And so when it comes to fatigue, most of the times it's very rare that you would find a child who's fatigued. So if there's fatigue, you yes. should be worried about that. Who did yes. nothing? They've been sitting the whole day, but they're exhausted.
Yes, you know, with children, they are very handful sometimes, and they are playful, they're always active, playing. But if you find that your child is not doing the normal activities, especially when you compare with their age mates, they are not as active, and it's getting worse, and it's more as if they are weak. That could be signs of fatigue, and you should be worried about that.
All right. So these are the tips that parents should be aware of. So let's say I'm a parent and then I find out that my child is diagnosed now with blood mm-hmm. cancer. What are some of the tips that I should have in coping with the situation now?
We understand that parents undergo a lot of stress when dealing with children that are diagnosed with cancer. And they also do get some sleep deprivation as well as some financial strains. So it is normal for parents to have fear and anxiety and feeling denial of the situation that they are facing. And that could also end up with parents having anger issues, guilt and blame, you know, all these feelings that we do not want, especially on primary caregivers for people that are suffering with cancer. So we advise that parents, when they are dealing with children that are diagnosed with cancer, they should be engaging with medical doctors, get as much clarity as they can, so that they can remove the uncertainty and they can be able to best care for the child that they are caring for. You understand?
Mm,
because once they have fear and all this denial and all this, it's easy to blame themselves and that they are not doing enough, you know.
Mm.
But when they engage and ask questions and seek help and take time for themselves as well, they will be able to equip themselves to be able to best care for their children. There are support groups as well that are available for caregivers. We encourage parents to take those opportunities,
yeah.
So that they can be able to have to mingle with people that are also dealing with the same situation that they are dealing with.
So that the support, yeah.
Yeah, so that they can also get support. And because we believe that you cannot be able to pour from an empty cup. So when you get support, you will be able to support the patient.
All right. When you get support, you can support the patient. How important is it to also educate those who are caregivers in the houses, in our houses, those who are helping us with our children as well when our children are affected with by cancer?
It is extremely important because it takes a village. You need everyone to be on board.
Yeah, hands
you
on
understand
deck.
So that you do not feel it as a burden. So as I had mentioned earlier on, that engaging with the doctor that is treating your child, getting all the necessary information about the treatment, about what is going to happen, you will also be equipped to also teach the people that are living with your child or that you are living with, you know, so that they can also best support you and so that you do not feel like all this caring is a burden, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So it is extremely important to be aware, to be informed, and also inform other people around you so that they can be able to support you.
So, Yanelani, right now as DKMS, where childhood cancer is concerned, what kind of donation is DKMS calling for from our communities?
We are calling the community to come through to register to be blood stem cell donors. It is a very quick and easy process. You just fill in a form online and we will be able to send you through a swab that you will do on the inside of your cheeks.
Okay.
It does not take more than 5 minutes. So we are calling through people to join us in this life-saving solution to become blood stem cell donors so that every child that needs a transplant in South Africa, they do get a suitable donor.
So last time I was talking to you, I remember you were talking about blood that comes from the bone marrows. Stem cells, where do they stem from? From the blood itself? Or are we still going into the bone marrow?
Remember, Sister Mongile, that stem cells are found in your bone marrow, but with the evolving of the medical world, we are able now to do blood stem cell transplant, meaning accessing the stem cells through your blood.
Oh, okay.
So we are actually taking something that is coming from the bone marrow.
Uh-huh.
We're taking stem cells that are stemming from the bone marrow, but we access it through your bloodstream.
Oh, okay. All right. Sure,
I don't know if I'm putting it as simple as possible.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just thinking about parents who want to play it safe. Maybe they're expectant right now. They're expecting their one of their children. And they're hearing about DKMS Africa. When you're talking stem cells, I know that there are those who would have their stem cell from the stem cells for that comes from the mother to the child via the umbilical cord be taken for banking and used in times of crisis like now with childhood cancers and all that. Does DKMS also get involved in such?
No, unfortunately, we are not involved in the banking of the other products from the mother to be transplanted into the child in cases of need.
You don't collect the stem cells at birth? You don't collect the stem cells at birth?
No. We specialize in doing the peripheral blood stem cell donation.
So one would ask... From a donor to
a patient.
So one would ask, Mara, do I just need to be a match and everything will go right? Because we thought that then a person would need their own stem cells or the stem cells that came via the umbilical cord. So how does it work when it's a donor from outside?
Can you please repeat that question?
We thought that when it comes to stem cell replacement, you would need stem cells that come from the umbilical cord to the baby or from yourself that have been banked away. So now it's from a donor. How does it work?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we do, I did mention swabs that you do on the inside of your cheeks.
Right.
The swabs that we do are then sent through to the lab to get identified. We do what we call HLA typing. That is what helps us to check every characteristics of your blood to make sure that they are the same as the patient. From the donor and the patient, it is 100% the same. Hence, it is so rare, to find a match. Hence, we need everyone on the registry so that we can be able to find anyone, anywhere that is in a match through the HLA typings. So it is possible to get someone that has the same identical HLA as the patient. Mm-hmm. And we have done a lot of transplants that leaves the patient with a second chance at life, as well as the donor that has donated also feeling fine and continuing with their life.
All right.
So it is possible, and we encourage a lot of people to register.
So tomorrow it is Childhood Cancer Awareness Day International. Where, if one says, I would like to become a donor, where can we go? What's happening tomorrow? From tomorrow?
Okay. as from today, as we speak, I would like to urge our listeners to please go on our website, www.dkms-africa.org, to register to become stem cell donors. And if they do have any questions, they are free to give us a call on 0800 12 10 82.
0800
12 10 82.
Wow. My Queen, thank you so much for parking the car on the side of the road to talk to us and raising awareness on childhood cancer and making us aware of these, because sometimes we don't understand in our houses when our children are feeling weak, when they are all of that. So thank you so much for raising awareness, and may the Lord keep keeping you.
Okay, thank you so much, Bongile. Be blessed.
And yes, my family, that is Yanelani Mbolombo from DKMS Africa. So let's make sure that we're supporting our children and make sure we also are involved in the fight against childhood cancer.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.